So just finished a really interesting brand deal today. If you know what a brand deal is, it's when you work with another company, a brand, and try to help them, you add value to their business. And I happened to be working with a jewelry store. And this jewelry store, it actually came about because I recognized the lady who was moving the parking lot signs as someone who I went to high school with almost 20 years ago. And they had a jewelry store. And they asked me to come in and they wanted to be, I asked them what they were doing. They asked what I've been doing. And then all of a sudden we started to talk about videos and travel and wanting to be online. And I said, you know what? I can help you out. If you guys remember, a lot of things I tell you guys is to look for opportunities to use your skills. Be on the lookout for opportunities to use your skills. There's skills that you have, maybe only one or two of them, but the opportunities are all around you, everywhere, all around you. And I was trying to find, you know, I'm always looking for opportunities. So I said, you know what, let's work. I can help you guys make videos. And I got paid for that, compensated for it very well. And we just finished today. But the last thing that we shot today was about $560,000. So they had a necklace that was $347,000. There was a bracelet there that was $41,000. There's another bracelet there that was $38,000. And there's another bracelet there that was $81,000. And all that could fit in the palm of my hand. So today I held about $500,000 in my hand. And you guys know what I felt? You know what I felt? Nothing. Nothing. This is one of the most mind-blowing things that I've been thinking about for a minute. I felt nothing. There was no charge. I had no energetic charge that I projected onto this jewelry because it's just not my thing. There's no real charge there. I didn't really feel anything. And that made me think, you know, we feel what we put value on. And sometimes I realize we just have a value system that is just not in our best interest. It's very interesting because I talked to someone about this very same thing. They put a very high value on failure. Failure meant that they sucked. That was literally the thing that came out of their mouth. Exactly. Failure means I suck and I don't want to suck. So I don't want to fail. So what does that mean? We just follow that energetic string. So that means that you don't want to fail because it means you suck and you don't want to suck. So you don't want to fail. If you don't want to fail and you never try anything that really pushes you, that gives you there's a small chance that you might fail. Now, we can move any one of those links to start repairing things like a chain of jewelry. But the more important thing I want you to realize is where are you putting your energetic charge on things? Who are you putting that on? Because where you put it has a big impact on how you're going to feel. It has a huge impact on the people you're going to talk to. It has a huge impact on what you're going to put out there, where you're going to spend your money, who you're going to spend your time with. Man, I want the best for you. Put that charge on things that matter. Some of us have such a heavy charge on TV, like watching TV shows. I used to watch a lot of them. I'm pretty guilty of that. I watched a lot. And lately, I've really toned it down since I started working with a mentor. And he says you shouldn't even watch TV if you're not making $20,000 a month. Now, with the perspective I have, I still think that that's a little bit much. I think you need to have some fun in your life. I don't even have my own clients do that. I think you need to reward yourself. But put the energetic charge on, you can't wait to get home to learn. Or you can't wait to use the hour and a half drive, the traffic, to listen to something. I know some of you here do that. I've talked to some of you. Some of you guys listen to this in your car right now. Put that charge on learning. Make it become numb to other things. Life can be so amazing. And life can be very challenging. It can leave you saying, what the hell? Or, oh my gosh, that was amazing. But where we put our charge at has a lot to do with the directions that we take. As I've gotten older, and especially recently, probably in the last year and a half, I've probably seen some of the biggest transformations in my life. I've just realized that life is this never-ending, figure-it-out process. With that being said, if you can't learn to love figuring it out, you can't learn to enjoy the process of figuring it out, you're in for a very long life. And to say a full life, I said a long life. And one of the most important things when setting out on a journey is that you have a destination. And remembering what you put your focus on grows. Where you put your feelings at, what you put your charge on, has a direct impact on your life. Lately, I've started to put my charge on money. Start to charge people more. Charge people for things I didn't charge them for. I started to do that because I know the power of money. I don't feel a negative charge for it before like I used to. For the diamonds, haven't really thought about that too much, so I didn't feel anything for it. So really, it's like what we're feeling are only charge that we've decided to put on things. Money isn't evil. Money isn't great. Money is whatever you've put the charge on it to be. Check your charges, my friends. Check your charges. This is Luke from Luke Life Charms, over and out.